Hi, welcome. I'm Tom, your host, and this is the Dropcast Movie Poster Podcast. This format is part of the Instagram blog Drop, and you can find us under @DropMacOfficial. We do reviews, news, and interviews that all have to do with the film business. Today, we will talk to the very talented Chelsea Lowe, who makes some incredible, cool, and nostalgic-feeling movie posters that should be in everybody's house. So stay tuned and head over to our Instagram profile, @DropMacOfficial, to follow along with the art we are talking about, or check us out on YouTube for the video version. So now, let's get started. Welcome, Chelsea. How are you today?
Hello. Thank you. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm okay. But basically, I just told you, most of the time, I record artists on a Monday, and I just got off work. Yeah. And I changed up time zones. I don't know why I did that. I thought it was 7 hours, but it's only six. But here we are. Yeah. So you're on the Eastern on Eastern time in the U.S. You're from Tennessee.
Yes. Yeah, I am. Yeah, Tennessee.
That's right in the corner. That's kind of different from all the other artists, because most of the time they're from New York, like Texas, like Austin, yeah, L.A. But
California, yeah.
How did you get into the business?
I've been drawing ever since I was a kid. Like in high school, I kind of started dabbling with the photorealism portraits, mm-hmm. and also dabbled in like graphic design and web design. And I decided I kind of always knew I wanted to do like a creative career of some sort. So in college, I majored in digital media, and mm-hmm. I focused primarily on graphic design and web design. But by the time I graduated, I was also taking art classes in between.
Okay.
And by the time I graduated my senior year, I learned my ultimate love was, I guess, illustration.
That's great.
And digital painting, especially. Yeah.
We're gonna get back to your school career and your education in that terms. But first, I want to, because I always start out with three posters that I picked from your artwork that you released so far. Yeah. And the first one I want to start off with is your The Princess Bride poster, because I am one of the lucky owners of this one by AMP Posters, by the alternative movie poster site. And they had this show. It was like, which year was it? 88, 89 or?
I think it was 87, maybe.
87, 88. That's right. 89, 90 is coming out this year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is such a great movie and such a great poster. How did you come up with the idea and how did you make it happen?
Thank you. I started about, like, I've always loved the movie, and I rewatched the movie, and I was kind of trying to pay attention to, I guess, key moments and, I guess, key, like, poses that the characters would do. Mm-hmm. And then I knew I wanted to do, like, the whole, like, fiery, like red and orange and yellow type of color scheme to kind of, I guess, reference to that iconic, I guess, sunset moment towards the end.
You have that a lot in your art, right? Because for the cover, I think that the people saw in the beginning, I used mostly kind of this reddish yellow theme.
Yeah, I love fiery colors.
Great. Did you watch the home movie, the home version of The Princess Bride? How did you like that one? Because I really loved it. I really enjoyed that one.
Which one?
The Kibi one that just made up, like, for the streaming service.
No, I don't think I've seen that one. I've just seen the theatrical version.
You should check that out, because the Kibi version is kind of cool, because, like, all the, like, those big names, when they were in lockdown, they all got together and filmed The Princess Bride. Like, they filmed different scenes and different characters, and basically everybody's in there. It's so much fun, and it's since it's such a feel-good movie, this feeling definitely comes across very well in this home movie version. Mm-hmm. And it's only they made short episodes, 10 of them or so, and it's like 5 to 7 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's really cool. Where is it available at?
It's on Kibi, this new streaming service. It's like this mobile streaming service where you can basically, when you have it like in portrait mode, you can see what you're supposed to see. But right. And if you flip it around, they show you who plays which character and which was portrayed as. And one of the cool things it's Rob Reiner plays at some point. He plays the kid in the bed, the sick kid, and the grandfather is played by his actual father. And it's like the last scene. They basically filmed. They had to cut it together. They were not at the same place because of Corona, obviously. And but in the end, it was like so fitting after Carl Reiner had passed away, and they had filmed this kind of scene together, or they put it together in that way, and it was like really beautiful.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'll check that out.
Yeah, you should check it out. I think you will definitely enjoy it very much. Mm-hmm. It came out like for this
the 30 by 30 exhibit. It was like a 2-day poster exhibit over in London.
Yeah,
alternative movie posters put on.
There was a physical like gallery opening as well. Did you go? Did like every artist go there? Did you go to that?
I didn't go there, no. It's too far for me.
Oh, okay.
Several people, I guess mostly artists who were local, went to it. They had a pretty good turnout.
Okay, that's great. I mean, I love the concept. I was lucky when they announced the Mystery Tubes for that. And and they're doing this year, they're doing another, like 89 and 90 again. Are you part of that again as well?
No, I'm not part of that one. It would have been a fun one, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's 89, 90. It's just so many good movies that came out that year. But I mean,
teasers on social media, and there's some really cool, I guess, posters.
But I mean, you got lucky. You got to do the Princess Bride, which is an incredible movie. Mm-hmm. So no worries there.
You're right.
Okay, my next one is one probably not a lot of people saw by you, and it's from your university career. It's the Hannibal Lecter one, the black and white graphite portrait.
Yeah, the face.
The face. It's amazing. I love the details and like the and this kind of what it looks like and like the feeling it gives you. And how did you do that? How did you come up with that?
Well, Silence of the Lambs is like one of my favorite movies of all time. It's like second or first.
We're going to touch on that later as well.
And that's like the scene where Clarice is, you know, talking to Hannibal in Memphis. That you see that shot of him like just up close and staring at the camera with his like haunting, creepy voice and that those creepy eyes. And I wanted to really capture that moment.
And you did. You did very well. It is haunting. It fits. Oh, it's perfect. I really enjoyed it. I wish this could be in some. It's a one of one, I guess. There's no screen prints of that one.
No screen prints. No, I have the original still. I used to sell like mini prints. Okay. That's like 8.5 by 5.5. But yeah, I haven't really thought of like making like bigger prints of it. I guess I could. I don't know how many.
I think people would be interested. It looks pretty darn amazing. I mean,
it's different from my current work that I do nowadays.
It is, but it reminded me of a little bit of Greg Ruth's work. I mean, he's doing a lot of pencil and graphite work. So yeah, it's really really great. Did you do Silence of the Lambs poster yourself for like your version of it or?
Not an actual movie poster. I've drawn Hannibal a couple of times, but I haven't done an actual like legit, you know, movie poster with credits and everything. I would love to though.
Well,
it's been on my to-do list for several years.
Very good. We need to get on that. Definitely. How do you like the TV show Hannibal then?
Oh, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
I'm obsessed with Hannibal. Yeah, it's so good. I'm still hoping that we get a season 4 sometime.
I hope so too. I mean, the Red Dragon one was great. The last one. I loved that last arc.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
So good.
Speaking of TV shows and speaking of Netflix, who might pick that up, I brought in your Netflix Mindhunter poster, which reminded me a lot of this kind of genre. That's a very cool poster with the poster posse, of course. Yes. And how
for their Netflix tribute.
Yeah. How did that happen? And what was your idea behind the poster?
You know, the poster posse occasionally throughout the year, they do these passion projects that are themed. And I guess for that month, it was the Netflix celebration where artists would create posters based on their favorite Netflix series or whatever. And I am like, absolutely obsessed with Mindhunter.
It's a great show.
My favorite series. Still hoping that David Fincher does a season 3 for that one.
I think they already negated that one, but maybe like Hannibal, maybe they're gonna come up.
I know it's currently on indefinite hold. Yeah. Anyway, like I have the book over here. One of my inspirations for the design is like the poster.
Oh, okay. It's the book
that like the, I forget what they're called. Is it the psychology?
Yeah, the Rorschach. It's like, it's the Rorschach one.
Yeah. So I wanted to do something kind of similar for my poster and just incorporate the main cast in it.
Yeah. That's a really great one. Would you change something for season two?
I would. I would love to do something for season two. I'm thinking something I would love to do would be to incorporate more of the serial killers and criminals that they talk to. It's something for season two. I would love to do something with like maybe like Hanson or Wayne Williams and a couple of the killers, and then maybe do like a at the bottom, like just the tape recorder that they use.
It sounds a great, like a great concept. Or what I would love to have is like those kind of like an infographic, you know, like they have like for DKNG did a Spider-Verse infographic of all different Spider-Man, like in there basically this is always the same pose and but just the outfits are different basically. And just doing this for all the serial killers, that would be great. They talk to all that.
It would be.
So maybe something we have to get on to try also doing that. Yeah. So
I'm always down for anything.
So so let's check this out. Now we have to do a Hannibal TV show, Silence of the Lamb poster, and we have to do the infographic for Mindhunter.
There's a theme going on.
Yeah, definitely. And I love the theme. I'm a big serial killer fan in that regard, like those kind of stories. They always...
I have a little collection of true crime books over here.
Great,
great. Yeah.
Did you listen to those kind of podcasts as well? Like, for example, the Dirty John ones? I really enjoyed that one.
I haven't listened to Dirty John, but I've listened to several of the ones that Wondery has put out, like their Tiger King podcast. Yeah. The Dating Game Killer was really good.
Yeah.
I also listen to True Crime All the Time. Mm-hmm. They're based in up north somewhere, but they have two different podcasts that they put out, one for solved and one for unsolved cases, which is really interesting.
Yeah, that sounds great. And they just came out with there was this documentary with what's his name's wife? The actor, I forgot his name, from King of Queens, the cousin or whatever he was. Damn. I always want to say Kevin Smith, but it's not Kevin Smith. Oswald Patton. She was, I don't know if you know, she was this crazy journalist who went after all those crimes, and she went missing and had something to do with like this California serial killer. I forgot his name as well, but it's a crazy story. But yeah, I think that would be interesting to look into that as well. Okay,
I will.
Yeah, good. okay, we heard already something about your career, but like starting out, like education wise, what kind of university did you go to then?
I went to just regular, standard, I guess, 4-year university. East Tennessee State University is about only like 20 minutes from where I live. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty close. But they have a very good digital media program. It's like one of the best. I think they're like in the top 10 or so on the East Coast. So it was also super convenient. I got very lucky in that regard that like, such a great like program was so close to home.
What kind of did you do art? Do you have, like, were you a different person? I don't know. How long ago was it?
I was going back and forth between like digital media, graphic design, as well as the fine art stuff, like just regular pencil drawings and all that. I majored in digital media and minored in fine art.
Mm-hmm. You gave me some of your university stuff. I mean, we already showed the Hannibal Lecter one, but what are the others about? I have this, the first one, which looks kind of trippy, fantasy-ish, I would say.
On the birds.
What's that?
In the ocean. The one with the birds in the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that one was that was actually created my senior year in this raster imaging class that I took. It was my final project for that class. And it was also a collaboration with a friend of mine who was a classmate. We all had like pair up with different people in the class. So like her name was Ashley, and I I did most of, I did the painting itself, and like what we did was we came up with the concept together, and she, you know, those like circles, the globes, mm-hmm. painting, those are created from graphite drawings uh-huh. that Ashley did, and she ran them through this like, I don't know, filter or something in Photoshop. And they came out with like these really cool designs, and I just incorporated them into the scenery art that I had, that I created. Mm-hmm. I guess our concept behind it was to, I don't know, depict these like godlike birds, like turning up these like worlds or something. Yes,
gave me kind of like a Native American vibe in that regard.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you had some more animals you did.
Yeah. I also do a lot of animal art.
Yeah.
I don't do so much now. I would love to get back to it. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do a lot. Before I did the whole poster thing.
Yeah. What was that for, the lion and the tiger one?
Tiger. That was created for one of my graphic design classes. The concept was to create a poster for, I guess, this for like a political or social political okay. cause that you're passionate about. And I'm like really big on like big cat conservation. Mm-hmm. So that one was kind of like an advertisement, I guess, poster for Panthera, which is like the world's like leading organization for big cat mm-hmm. conservation.
So speaking of animals, did you watch Tiger King and all of that then?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I loved it. You know, I'm a big, I thought they handled the entire world pretty well as far as exposing the corruption mm-hmm. and the dirtiness of all of those people.
I still wonder if Carol did her husband
killed
in.
Her husband.
That's also a very good true crime there. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm just waiting for someone to do like a podcast of investigating just his yeah. disappearance.
Yeah. You also did the Legend of Sleepy Hollow one. Was it your kind of like first foray into the movie poster side of it?
I guess you could say that. Yeah, that one was created for my illustration class mm-hmm. that I took in college. Yeah. We had to do a scratch board.
Oh, it's a scratch board.
Illustration. Yeah, scratch board. That was like my second or so attempt at doing scratch board, maybe my third attempt.
I mean, great job on that. Mine would have looked more like a stick figure, man.
Yeah, it was. It's hard. Yeah, scratch board is tough. You have to like reverse your mind into.
Would you want to do it again at some point, or is it something?
I have done it okay. again. I need to send it to you, but I did a really cool Stranger Things scratch board. It was like an upside down, like 11 was like is above, and then like below 11 mm-hmm. is the Demogorgon, like flipped
yeah.
in reverse. Yeah, that one was hard too.
Okay. Do you always like to look back to that time of university, like starting it all out, or are you feeling better about yourself as an artist after like all those years mm-hmm. of experience?
Yeah. It's fun. I like looking back to see like how far I've come mm-hmm. in my skill and my art style and yeah, all of that stuff.
Okay. Since I do also a lot of movie reviews, I wanted to ask you, what is the last movie you saw? It doesn't have to be in a cinema, could be at home, because it's kind of hard. How is it out there, by the way, with the cinema? I mean, over here we reopened and I saw Tenet, so I'm good.
Yeah, I think our local theater is just open. Yeah, probably Friday, just in time for Tenet and the New Mutants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm too paranoid to a movie theater right now.
Yeah, I bet.
But yeah, I think the last movie I watched. I don't go to the theaters too much to begin with, unless it's something I really, really want to see. Mm-hmm. But as far as like at home, I think I watched the original Halloween was probably the last one I watched just for fun as I put it on while I was working.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, it's like one of my favorites too.
Yeah. How do you like the original poster, the 1978 version?
I love it. I think it's really cool.
Did you do yourself a Halloween poster?
Not yet. But I'm hoping to later this year.
Also on the list, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's been on my list for a while, but I am going to try to get to it here in a couple of months, hopefully.
That's great. And what is a must-see movie that will come out soon? Is there something you're really looking forward to? I mean, the movie theaters reopened again, but is there something you really want to see?
Yeah, mine at the moment would be Candyman.
Candyman, the new one.
The new Candyman movie, yeah.
Yeah, you did a poster for that yourself, right? But for the old version.
Yeah, for the original Candyman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was created. That one is a screen print, one of the very few screen prints that I've done.
Okay.
But it was created for a convention I do every year called Spooky Empire. Mm-hmm. They're based in Florida. So, and Tony Todd, that one was created last year. And last year, Tony Todd was one of the guests, the celebrities there. Cool. So I was asked to do a Candyman poster for that event.
That's nice. And the new one, I mean, this great poster by SG Posters, Eileen, she's been on. She's always great. And she did a poster for a new one. So what got you so excited to see that? That you want to see that movie?
I'm a huge fan of Candyman as a horror mm-hmm. icon, and I loved all the movies, especially the original. Mm-hmm. And I'm really I love how this new one coming out, it looks like they're going back to its roots and the original setting.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to see how it translates to like the modern day society.
Yeah. I'm excited to see it too. Watched, like, when I was younger, I watched Candyman, I think only once, but I'm not such a big fan, but I'm definitely want to see the new one and see if it's going to catch me, and maybe I'm going to check in on the old one again. So we already talked about your favorite movie. It has to be Silence of the Lambs. Why is that your favorite movie?
as we previously discussed, I'm a huge, like, true crime serial killer nerd, and I've always been like super like fascinated by criminal psychology and all of that, and like Silence of the Lambs is like kind of a thing in terms of movies, they're like mm-hmm. big like poster boy for like serial killer movies and like criminal psychology movies and stuff. Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster are both absolutely phenomenal in their roles in that.
Yeah, when I was younger, I have to say I think I was like around 15 or so, mm-hmm. 14, 15.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a profiler. That was my dream job.
In high school, I seriously contemplated like going into that, and then I realized I was probably a better artist than I would be.
I mean, you could have done the sketches.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Yeah. So, what got you hooked? Like, or when did you see it the first time?
Probably when I was in high school, maybe like my senior year or so.
Mm. And what got you hooked? Were you like back then even such a big fan, or did it develop later?
The
true crime in general.
Oh, true crime in general. Have you ever seen Criminal Minds?
Of course.
Just CBS. Yeah. I got into that my freshman or sophomore year. That's when I really became obsessed, was because of Criminal Minds. And I started reading about serial killers for fun, to see like what cases in the show were inspired by what cases in real life and stuff. That's always, I got super interested in that. I've been interested in the whole true crime thing since play my sophomore or junior year.
Okay, cool. Was there any like your friends, and were they into that too, or was it just you basically?
I think in high school I kind of kept it myself. Okay. because you never know what people think of you.
Sure.
But when I got into college, I became more like open-minded, more open about my interest in it.
Mm-hmm. Since it's a movie poster podcast, I have to ask, are there any movie posters, could be original ones, could be alternative ones, that you really enjoy right now, or which are your favorites in all time?
Yeah, this answer changes for me all the time.
I know, it's hard. It's hard. Yeah, yeah. That's why I say right now. Right now is a good.
Well, I, of course, love Drew Struzan's work. And yeah. I think my favorite poster of his is Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, that's such...
I think it's just so... I love that poster so much.
But by the way, I heard there is a new gallery opening, a pop culture gallery in Dallas, north of Dallas or something like that. And he's supported. Yeah, like he's really on that. It's a friends of him. So there's a lot of artwork from him hanging there, I heard.
That's really cool. I wish I lived in Dallas.
Yep. But maybe, I mean, come on. Maybe if we can travel again or you can travel again in the States.
Yeah.
Might be worth the trip.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Big Trouble in China, is that also one movie you really like? I mean, that's like, I think that's like a...
Yeah, I love this. My other like movie obsession. Oh, okay. I think it's one of my favorite, it's definitely like in my top three of favorite Kurt Russell movies. It's so good. And so goofy. So funny.
Did you buy any posters, for example, like alternative movie posters for that? Because there's a bunch of really cool ones out there. And
yeah, there's a bunch of them. I'm not huge on collecting. Okay. All I have is like a little like 11x17 like poster that I had signed by the actor who played like Lopan.
Oh, okay. That's about it. Speaking of Lopan, yeah. did you see that Paige Reynolds from Phantom City Creative? They put out this nice, really cool looking T-shirt with Lopan on the front there. For Mondo, it looks amazing. It's still available, and it's a really, really cool T-shirt. So if you're a Lopan fan as I am, you definitely have to get to grab that shirt. Speaking of other artwork, is there something else you really enjoy right now, or?
Other posters. I love Richard Amsel's poster for Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different from all the movie posters that I gravitate towards, but I just love how like simple it is. I guess it's just like a sketch of Harrison Ford, and there's like a couple like other like, things incorporated into it, but it's just very like iconic, I guess, for that franchise.
It reminds me kind of your kind of style. When, for example, when we look at your Captain Jack version or the Princess Bride version is with the older Mad Max one. It's like all in this kind of style. And do you draw like inspiration from that as well then as like this kind of style of posters?
I'm sure I'll probably do like subconsciously. Mm-hmm. I probably do.
Okay. And would you love to create like your own version of those posters?
Oh yeah. Definitely.
So you haven't already, right?
Not yet. I've drawn Indiana Jones. I've drawn him like once. Mm-hmm. And last year I started sketching out a Big Trouble in Little China poster, but I had to put it on the back burner due to other projects. Yeah. But I would love to get back to it. It's one of my favorite films.
Yeah, maybe it's going to happen soon. Maybe not. We will see. Maybe see.
Yeah.
Christmas is around. Give us a little Christmas present.
Yeah, I know.
You just mentioned that you don't collect that much or just have your own versions. What is in this collection? You gave me some prints that you hanged in your house.
I mostly hang up my own art. One of the ones I sent to you is this X-Files poster I created. I think it was back in 2018, about 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago. Yeah. That one was created in time for Spooky Empire that year. They had a huge, like, mega X-Files reunion with the main cast. Mm-hmm. So I created that to sell out my booth for people would come by and they'd buy it and have everyone else sign their prints too.
How do you feel about the 10th and 11th season?
There are some episodes I really, really love, but I do have some issues with it, mostly in the 11th season. Yeah. The whole like arc with William like not even being Mulder's biological son and
yeah, yeah, yeah.
him Cancer Manson. That's just so absurd to me.
Yeah, some stuff just got out of hand.
I was kind of messed up the last season, but there were a couple episodes I really loved.
Did you hear about the news that they're going to do an animated comedy series, The X-Files Albuquerque?
Yeah, I saw something about that.
So are you going to watch it, or?
I'm not, probably not, since David and Jillian aren't involved. Okay. But yeah, if they were, then of course I would have, but I don't know. I love The X-Files for that partnership between Mulder and Scully more than anything.
Great. And is there anything else that you lately hung up?
Last year I was kind of on an Evil Dead spree, so I created posters for Army of Darkness and Evil Dead 2. And I did a couple conventions where Bruce Campbell was one of the guests. And the first one, I had him sign the Army of Darkness print. And then later, it was at Spooky Empire. They had Bruce Campbell, Sam Raimi, and Ted Raimi. So I had those three sign Evil Dead 2.
Yeah. I mean, the all the signatures on there, like even like Ash signed it with Ash. That's...
No, Bruce always signs his signatures with Ash.
How...
Even on non-Evil Dead merchandise, he signs it as Ash.
How was that in terms of... Did he comment on your art? Did he know your art before? How was that?
Well, like with that Bruce Campbell, his lines are like so long that you're like lucky enough to get in like a few words before you're kind of ushered out. Yeah. But I got a handshake and he liked the art and stuff. But like with that Sam Raimi, he took like, I think the last day he was signing, it was kind of like at the end of the line. Mm-hmm. So he was also like taking more time with each person. And he probably talked to me for like 10 minutes or so, cool, talking about work, and he really loved the poster.
That's nice. I mean, that's always good, like if you have the chance to like meet the people that made it and you made some cool art for it, that's always a very nice appreciation there. So what does your place look like? Is there, I mean, we've seen a little bit of it. Is there like, how does your workspace look like?
Well, I currently still live at home with my parents.
Fair enough. I mean...
Yeah, especially this year.
Yeah.
But, so my space is a disaster at the moment as far as my room. But my workspace, my desk, it's just one of those corner desks. And I have just my Cintiq on the desk. And it's surrounded by a bunch of action figures and books and Funko Pops and bobbleheads and...
How are your parents, would you become an artist? Was it an easy way, or were they like, no, don't go to art school, I don't want to pay so much money for art school?
Yeah, they were always like super supportive, my choice to do something creative. I was very lucky in that regard.
Okay, and
also, my mom works at the university I attend, I got like that half tuition discount.
Ah, there you go. Really nice, that helps. So. That helps always.
That does help a lot.
Is she teaching, or what does she do?
She's like an executive A, so she works just in the offices.
And how do they like your artwork? Do they like, can they say something about it? I mean, like, for example, maybe looking at it from like, if you have like an expressionist painting and people love it, you know, but I mean, it's sometimes it's interesting for me, but like I rather tend to like movie poster artwork because I appreciate it more and I have like more to say about it. But how's that for them?
Yeah, they always love it, just about anything I create.
What's their favorite movie? Did you do something for them?
Not for them specifically. I know my dad and I have very similar taste in entertainment anyway. Uh-huh. So he loves Kurt Russell and John Carpenter. He also loves the whole serial killer thing. So
very good.
Always excited when I do something for like one of the classic 80s movies or like Mindhunter or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, that's cool, sharing that. I mean, my dad always loves to watch movies as well, so it's always cool, like, when I talk to him, and, like, we can talk movies a little bit. So, what kind of projects do you work on right now? Is there something you can tell us? Is there something you can't tell us?
At the moment, I'm currently working on a poster for the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I sent, like, a small cropped teaser of what I'm currently doing for it. That's going to be part of an upcoming spoke art exhibit with like a cast members all female.
Yeah, I heard about it. I heard some rumors about it. Yeah. There's some good people on there. I heard Tracy Ching is on there. I heard Eileen is gonna be on there as G posters. Yeah. I heard Victoria Casanova is on there.
Yep.
So that's some great artists I heard so far. I can't wait what the outcome is gonna be on that.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited.
And is there anything else you're working on right now?
A couple of weeks ago, I started a Mindhunter, just a standalone Mindhunter illustration featuring that infamous hug Kemper and Holden. That's one of my favorite scenes from the entire series. Yeah. I've really been wanting to depict it somehow. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to finish that one here in the next month. So.
That's great. And you also did something for The Office. Is that...
Yes, I'm a huge fan of The Office. As are my parents. That's one of the things that's always on repeat on the TV. earlier this year, I started sketching out all the characters with the intention is to eventually merge them all into one document Photoshop to create one like mega poster featuring the entire cast.
Yeah. Also do 5x5s and have a smaller one. That would be great.
Yeah. I will.
And
probably.
But that's just a project, like a passion project for you, right?
Yeah, it's just a passion project for me. Originally, before all the conventions canceled, one of my local conventions, they were going to do like an office reunion with the actors who play.
Okay.
I think it was like Meredith, Stanley, Creed, and Oscar.
Yeah.
So I was going to create this like mega like office illustrated poster so I can start collecting signatures and the cast on it. So since the convention was canceled, my office poster has been kind of like on the back burner for other projects. Yeah. Really wanting to get back to it soon.
Yeah. Who's your favorite office character?
Gosh, that's so tough. I love Michael, but I also really love Dwight.
Yep.
He's so funny.
But I didn't see any Dwight yet.
And I think Oscar is very underrated too. I really love Oscar.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't see any Dwight yet. Did you draw him yet?
Not yet. Okay.
He's gonna come.
He's coming.
Okay. But great. I just haven't gotten him yet. Yeah. Okay. Next question would be, how is your approach when it comes to your work? Do you have like a certain way of doing it, or is it always different? How is that for you?
It's sometimes different for like, I guess, simpler pieces, but for like the more complex, I guess, pieces, or I guess a lot of my work, I go about it the same way, but I start by watching whatever I can, whether it's like the trailers or the movie itself, or the TV show itself, if it's something that's already been out. And I'll go through and kind of like take notes to see like what imagery I want to include. And then I'll like go back and create, I guess, screen caps to use for like references and stuff. And then I bring my references into Photoshop and I organize them to the composition that I want. And then from there, I start sketching, the art.
Okay.
And then I'll start out with just like the black and white sketches, and then
the ones, for example, for The Office right now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll start out in black and white first, and then when it gets to a certain point, I'll like start adding color and everything. So.
Okay. And how much time do you plan in for a project? Is this like always the same, or do you think like, for example, when it comes to a client, not those passion projects, I mean, because you put them on a back burner, obviously, but is there some certain time amount you always say, I have to have 2 weeks, or are you flexible on that?
Yeah, it definitely depends. Like if it's something simple, I can maybe do it in like a week and a half or so. But for like the more complicated things, like say, if I create like the Evil Dead poster for a client, which that was a passion project, I would probably allow for like maybe like 3 weeks minimum or a month, ideally, to create something like that.
Okay. And is there a certain way you like your prints to come out? Is there a certain way how you want it to be printed? Is there a certain way in terms of paper, color? What is your approach on that, or your thoughts on that?
I'm not too picky. As long as the paper stock is like really thick and I guess archival, I'm usually like pretty happy with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what would you say is your the most challenging artwork you had to do with, like, idea or idea wise? What comes harder to you? I mean,
as of right now, it's probably the Evil Dead 2 piece, just because I don't know what it was, but I just really struggled with, like, getting the composition that I wanted and getting the all the details, like, rendered. I was also, like, working with kind of, like, low-res screen caps, so I was kind of had to do, I guess, a lot of, like, extra work and figuring out, you know, how certain shapes should look like, and also trying to figure out a good, like, color scheme for it, too.
Yeah.
It was kind of for some reason.
I just forgot to show like the workspace of you, so I'm just going to show that for the people right now. That's okay. What Chelsea explained earlier. There's all the collectibles. Yeah. You can see that.
Yeah, I collect more action figures than anything.
I have a treat for myself later. Over there is waiting like Avengers Endgame Thanos from Hot Toys. It just came today. I'm really excited. And I'm going to unpack it later. Maybe make a video. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
But is there something, some IP or some idea you want to work on in the future? Like something old or new? We already, like, have a couple projects that we're going to do after this. And
I know.
But is there something maybe music-wise or sports that you want to do?
Well, I'm not really, like, into sports, but for, like, music, I would love to create something. Of course, like, all of my favorite, like, musicians have passed on, unfortunately. Yeah. But I would have loved to have done something for, like, maybe David Bowie.
Did you have the David Bowie piece there?
And I've never done David Bowie.
But
what did I have?
No, which one is the one? I thought it looked like David Bowie. Like, I saw it on like above your bed or couch or what it is. Like, between Evil Dead and
Army of Darkness.
Is that Army of Darkness? No. With the bear. Was that Chelsea?
With the bear. That's from, did you ever see Longmire?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I can, yeah. I just zoomed in. Now I see what it is, yeah. I thought it was, it looked like, on the first glance, it looked like David Bowie.
That's funny. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of Longmire.
Yeah.
So, Lou Devon Phillips was one of the guest at a convention I did a couple years ago, so I created that piece to have him sign.
Oh, that's cool. And so music wise, yeah, sadly people are gone, but
I know.
But
I am a big fan of Alice Cooper, and he fortunately is still alive.
Still kicking, so
that'd be one that could happen, I guess.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to come to one of my favorite questions. I always like to ask that, and I talked to you, like, 2 weeks ago, I think, to MexiFunk. We had, like, a three-hour talk, and we came up with a cool idea. So this podcast is going to come out on Wednesday, his podcast, and he had so much to say. I love him, Orlando. He's a good guy, but he has a lot to say.
I know.
But favorite question, which classical artist would you like to see make a film poster, and what kind of movie or franchise would it be?
Okay, so I chose, this is a very cool question. I loved, I'm a big fan of Salvador Dali. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love surrealism art, and I included a couple of pieces that I thought would be kind of, like, appropriate to what I think. What would his movie posters look like?
I have to say, I have to say, the one you put in with the is that a woman in the middle with the baby Jesus, the Maria Magdalena? Yeah. This one reminded me on first look of your X-Files one.
Really?
Like, it has this kind of, like, the white frame is like the architecture of the building, and then the axe basically, and, like, in the middle, the main character. So it kind of reminded me of that.
That's funny.
But
yeah. I would have loved to have seen him done something for, like, really anything that David Lynch ever created, but especially Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I try to make it happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but here it is. Since the MexiFunk is going to come out on Wednesday, I can say it here now, because you're going to come out later, I think 2 weeks later. And we are planning to get all the artists' answers and get them in to do the artists they mentioned and do a film poster for that. That's what we try to do.
That'd be awesome. I'd be down.
In the style. Okay, good. We got you for Dali and some David Fincher work.
David Lynch.
I'm sorry. Yeah, not Fincher.
I get that.
Yeah, me too. I always get a mix up. I know who they are and I know what they do, but I always get a mix up saying it. But
they couldn't be even any more different in terms of like cinematography and
exactly.
stuff. Exactly. Yeah.
It's the name is so close. The Inch and the David. But do you have any beginner's tips for us? I mean, in terms of hardware, software, utensils people should use, social media strategies. Just let us know.
Well, I currently work with a 22-inch Cintiq. I started out with just the regular Intuos tablets that Wacom put out. I worked on that for probably until like 2014 or so. And when I finally got a Cintiq, it was like my senior year of college, I finally decided to invest in it. Another thing I work on a lot is the iPad with Procreate. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great alternative to the Wacom Cintiqs. And they're even mobile too, so probably even a better like investment.
I heard for example that Matt Ferguson, he is working on the Surface, since that's a full computer and you get like the full software. And I heard only good things about it. So that's also
I've heard very good things about the Surface too.
I have one myself, but I'm not quite the artist, but I try to dabble. I try to dabble a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. I really liked it. It gave me maybe if I have some time between all my millions of projects, I might try it again and do a little bit of vector work on the Surface. Yeah. What kind of software do you use? And I mean, you just have Procreate. You work with
on the iPad.
Photoshop or what do you work with?
Yeah, Photoshop mostly for the desktop.
Okay, and social media, do you have any tips on that for the people out there?
When I create like, I guess things like, I always use hashtags. So if I create something for like Candyman or Evil Dead, then I just go crazy with the hashtags. I tag a hashtag, you know, Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness. I hashtag all the actors who are in the movie or the show. I hashtag like the mediums I use, like digital painting, digital art, Wacom, and I just hashtag everything I can that applies to the piece to reach your maximum, I guess, audience.
Yeah, I mean, 30 hashtags, that's the max. So, sadly. but it's a good thing, because sometimes, you know, when I do all this hashtag game, it's so annoying, because like at one point and another hashtag. Oh, what else could I tag? I'm super annoyed by that sometimes. It takes so much time sometimes.
It does.
I for like the posts I do, I always like have it prepared. So I have to change only a certain amount of hashtags for the content of what I'm posting. Otherwise I would go crazy. Mm-hmm. But is there like what's your most liked post, do you know?
Let me see. It would probably be one of, I don't know if I can bring it up on my phone. I would say it'd probably be one of my posters that I've done for the Poster Posse. So probably the Mandalorian.
Probably
the safest bet to say that I have the most likes on that one.
That could be. Let me see if I find it. 201 for the, what's that? It's for the Alien.
Alien.
315 for Gillian Anderson.
Those are, I guess, my more recent.
Yeah, I think that's Gillian Anderson is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, her birthday.
Oh, there we go. No, we got Star Wars 344, Mandalorian, Han Solo, and Chewbacca. But yeah, there's 714. I see that. Yeah.
Yeah, for Mandalorian. I don't know.
I got it. I pulled it up for the people to see.
Yeah.
So yeah, that went out of the roof. And that's a very, very cool poster. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed that the posse did for every chapter one. I mean, Dolly did that when it came out, the US version. And that was cool. So I, cause every week I did a Mandalorian episode recap for my blog. In English, I think it was, yeah. Or was it in German? I don't remember. Because I sometimes do it both, you know, like the reviews I do, I always try to nowadays I try to do them in German and in English. So like all the movie poster people that only speak English can also enjoy the movie reviews. But okay, it's like work. But yeah, so a lot of stuff, and the social media strategy is always very important if you want to get noticed as an artist. And I want to give you the chance on that's not a question, but on the last opportunity here for the podcast to shout out some artists if you like, your family, friends, whoever you want. The floor is yours. Yeah. It's basically like the Academy Award acceptance speech in this case. So you can do whatever you want. And at some point, I'm going to pull you off. No, I'm not. But you can go as long as you want. Alrighty.
Well, I mean, first of all, just check out all the artists from the Poster Posse. There's so many amazing artists. Just go to, I think it's posterposse.com.
It is.
It's the website URL. So go there and just follow everyone that's a member of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so many amazing people who are involved.
Also Don and shout out to Don and Rebecca on my end here.
Yes, our bosses.
Our bosses, exactly. Yes, totally. But yeah, do you want to shout out some more people? I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah, I guess not. There's this one .core artist that I'm a big fan of, Matthew Theron. You may follow him already. He does some phenomenal horror art and classic like 80s posters and stuff, so give him a follow.
All right. We'll do that. Then where can people find you?
Anywhere. I'm on Facebook, Tumblr, although I don't use Tumblr a whole lot nowadays. Yeah. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram, all under the handle CM Low Art. So CMLOWEART. So yeah, and my website is also cmlowart.com.
Okay, people, check it out. You heard it here first. Chelsea is a great artist, very talented, and she has some great cool pieces for your favorite feel-good movies and horror movies alike. So you enjoy that. I enjoy that. And thank you, everybody, for stopping by. And thank you, Chelsea, for being part of the podcast. Thank you, all listeners, viewers out there. Tune into our next episode, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and to our IG page at DropMakerOfficial. Leave us comments, shout outs, or topics and questions for our next show. Bye, guys.